Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks to colleagues for the questions and comments and feedback. So in specifically on the question asked by the delegation of the Islamic Republic of Iran, we've just been checking as the discussion has been going on, just double checking. So we've actually only two states parties have ever actually officially informed us that their requests have been formally matched. So that's what's reflected in the database, and that's what we've been informed officially, formally by states parties, by the relevant states parties. But the information that we have is that, an informal information that we have is that more than that number have actually been met in practice. Like I said, we don't always receive the information. Sometimes a request is met only partially, and then that's quite hard to reflect in the database when we're talking of an exact match with one offer and one request. I mentioned that some requests are quite large and quite generic, so elements of those requests may be met, and then that's harder to reflect it in the database as well. But no, we are very sure that there are many more requests that have been met that we have not been formally informed about. But as I said, in terms of the formal responses, it's two states parties that have informed us that their requests have been met. I would also, just in terms of the discussion and also some of the comments and the information received in earlier the earlier agenda item as well, just like to stress the review conference, the seventh review conference, talked about the establishment of a database system. So the database, I think, is one element of that system. There's much more going on, and we heard some references already this morning, the statement from Japan, for example, from Kenya, from the European Union as well, referred to specific activities which, in those cases, that we are conducting with various, primarily with various developing states parties. And there are others that have been referred to, Canada referred to, for example, different bilateral programs that are going on as well. So I think the database itself is one specific tool, and that may not necessarily be yet as effective as it could be, and we are, as I said, looking forward to being able to work with the new contributions from the Philippines and Norway to make that database more effective. But I think that just because that one element may not be at this stage particularly effective does not mean that there is not assistance going on. As I mentioned, we are very much involved and currently working with a number of different states parties, both assistance providers and assistance recipients, in the context of this wider database system as well. And as I mentioned, we'll be very happy to receive more feedback, to have, you know, informal discussions with interested states parties on this system, on the specific issue of the database itself as well. As I mentioned, we updated it and completely refreshed and renewed it once back in 2017, thanks to a contribution from Ireland. And we're obviously willing to take further comments and feedback on board so that we can make it as effective as possible for you at the end of the day, for all states parties to the convention. Thank you, Mr. Chair.